Sermon study number R2R1. The first reel-to-reel message, titled Maskeel Psalms, was given Sunday morning, October 2nd, 1960.
Now, I'd like to drop this little nugget. Now, this might be kindly deep for some of you that have not studied with us and perhaps wouldn't understand altogether, but you hang on. You'll get something out of the Word if your heart is hungry at all for God. God's presence has been here tremendous. How many of you have felt His presence this morning, huh? I'll tell you, it's been a tremendous. At least for me, it's up to us. We have to lay hold. God's presence can be flowing like a river. If you don't get in the stream, you can sit there as cold as a cucumber. Now, we have been studying the Maskeel Psalms. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Didn't I say there were 13 of the Maskeel Psalms? All right. How many have we already studied?
Five.
And Maskeel means instruction and teaching. 13 is the number of the bride and the bridegroom. 6 is the number of man. Every Bible student agrees upon that fact. And it's one short of completion. 7 is the complete number. And you can take those that number 7. You can walk over here to the piano. You can play 7 notes, and that completes a section or a scale there. Then when you start the 8th note, you're starting a new section again. And so we could go, you have the notes on spiritual numbers. How about that number 7? 7 days in a week. And then you start a new week again. And so that word 7 is completion, even in the natural. And so Jesus is the complete one. He's number 7. We're number 6. And when there's a holy matrimony between our heart and His heart, then we get the number 13. And many times through the Word of God, you find peculiar patterns and sections of truth put together in the number 13. Now, there are these 13 Maskeel Psalms. And what is the first one? Call them off to the, you have the list there? All right, 32, that's the first one.
42.
And 42, that's the second one.
44.
44 is the third one.
45.
45 is the fourth one.
52.
52.
53.
53.
54.
54.
55.
55.
74.
74.
78.
78.
88.
88.
89.
89. 142.
I'm looking at the
sum. Yes, that's right, Mary. 142. Now, that takes us through the Maskeel Psalms. That word Maskeel might be a strange word to some of you there, but it's a Hebrew word which means instruction and teaching. Now, since there are 13 of them, and since 13 speaks to us of a union between our hearts and the heart of the Lord, then these 13 psalms speak unto us concerning special instruction and teaching for the bride spiritually. Now, we've been studying each week psalm after psalm. Which one are we on? 53 this week, aren't we?
Yes.
We're on this one right here. Now then, these two right here, if we was building this thing up, in other words, 7 and 8 there, 54 and 55, are the Psalms of humility. Here is the height. What is the height of relationship in the Lord Jesus Christ, huh? It's the union with His humility. Now, I'm going to show you why there, because there's an interlapping. Now, some of you, this may be a little Greek to you. Now, we have an interlapping of psalms. This 54th and 55th psalm, we have another a list or section, or group of psalms called Neginoth or Neginol. One is Neginol and 6 are Neginoth, but they all come from the same word, and there's 7 of them. That these 54th and 55th psalms, they fit in with this other section. In other words, there's an interlapping there. And this 54th and 55th Psalm are Psalms of humility, and these Neginoth Psalms are all Psalms of humility. And they're Psalms that are played upon the harp of humility. And it's these two Psalms here that are real precious and are pictures and types of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, which David, the natural king, is a type or a picture of. So those 54th and 55th Psalms are Psalms of humility, and they fit in this other group. In other words, there's an interlapping. It's just like the Word of God is like weaving a garment or a rug. Sometimes your colors interlap, and in the process of interlapping, you have a beautiful truth, see? And that's just beautiful. I can't wait to get into the 54th and 55th Psalm. Let's start building a section this way. There's seven of them. Does anybody have to have that list?
I've got here, sister.
All right, read them to me, sister. These Neginoth, in other words, the word Neginoth and Neginoth in the Hebrew, it means to play on a stringed instrument. And you play a stringed instrument or a harp by plucking, by pulling. In other words, that string has to suffer the pull and the pluck upon it. Now, Jesus wants us to go on with him and get the harp of humility. Every time we humble ourselves, we get a strain upon our harp inside. And do you know how you can tell when the strain has been put upon your harp? Brother Arthur says music comes forth. I believe that. What kind of music? Yes, but how does that come forth? All right, sometimes people reach at us with their hands, don't they? And they criticize us. They pluck at us, and they pull at us, and they nag at us, and they do different things to us. How do we react? What comes out? Sometimes there's sour notes that come out. Well, Lord, what are you letting this go on for? Lord, why does this happen to me? Lord, oh, do something. And we just meow, 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 meow. But when we humble ourselves and say, Jesus, I'm so glad you counted me worthy to suffer. I'm glad I've been counted worthy of the privilege. And you can't do that until you yield to the Lord. And when that sweet humility is formed, then when people pluck at you and pull at you, like somebody plucking a harp or plucking a guitar, then you can say, praise the Lord, every time they pluck. Praise the Lord, every time they thrum. Hallelujah. We have different sections of growth and all. But let's be real honest. For the time being, when people come and start plucking at you, does sweet music come out? That's the question. That's what we're emphasizing right now. And we all need growth, don't we, of the string and the tuning of his humility. When our husband plucks at us, when our wife plucks at us, when our children pluck at us, how is it? What comes out? Is it sweet music? That's what God is after. Praise God. Have your way, Lord. In other words, number four is what? Or number three is 54? All right, wait, let me put it back down here. Here we go. In other words, there's four. Number one is four, number two is six, and number three
is
54. Oh, number three, I see. And then number four is 55. And then we're all up here now in the Neginoth Psalms. And number five is what?
61.
It's 61.
67.
And 67.
And 76.
And 76. Now there is your Neginoth Psalms. You see what I mean? So that word Neginoth means to thrum there. So I was showing you how these are Psalms of humility, and how that they're interwoven with the Moscow Psalms. Is that clear to you? Am I making myself clear to you, huh? Let me put it down here a little bit more simple. Now, how many of you understand that there are 13 of these? Did you understand that, huh? All right, then I'll put it to you in a simpler way. Let's put them out just like we did here. And let's try to explain it, because this is deep truth. This is deep meat. This is for Bibles, real Bible students, people who love to get out and dig in the Word of the Lord. Word, the Psalms are like a garden. Let's make it like this is a flower garden here. Now, when you have a garden, you don't have just one thing in your garden, do you, huh? You have roses over in one corner, and you might have nasturtiums over in another corner. You might have marigolds over in another corner. And so you put your flowers all out in a different way, and you walk into your flower garden, and if it's been properly prepared and landscaped, well, you'll have everything in order. Now, some people, they just throw their seeds here and there, and there's not much order about it. But if you plant your little plots and arrange them and all according to color and according to size and according to the months when they bloom, if I had time to work in a garden, I could really have a flower garden. But I'm working in my spiritual flower garden, not in the natural one. But that's a picture of the Word of God. And so let's make it up. And here are these 13. You see what I mean? The Psalms on down here. Here are the Mossfield Psalms. Here is a beautiful flower bed planted here. And we said that the highlights of this bed were 54 and 55. They just seem to stand up more beautiful and brighter than all of the other little Mossfield flowers. Now, is that clear to you? You still follow me, huh? And then let's say across this side over here, or maybe we decided to put a row of flowers down this way in the garden. And that's these seven plants here. And they're called Neginoth Palm, which means to play, to pick. This word Neginoth is a Hebrew word, just like this word Mossfield, see, up here. It means instruction and teaching. And so the Psalms, the Word of God, is like a flower garden. And God wants us to be like honeybees. You believe that, huh? To live in the Word of God and go to these different little flowers or these different little Psalms and to lay hold of the nectar of truth. And let the Holy Ghost reveal it and digest it to us. And then it becomes honey. Digested a word becomes honey. And so here are these Psalms. Give them to me again, sister.
4, 6, 54.
All right, here you are.
55, 61, 67, and 76.
Now, there are your seven little plants of Neginoth, as it were. And does that make it clear to you now, huh? But what we're saying, that we find these little, the same little plants, that we find two of them right here. We're planting now the Neginoth down across this way, and we find 54 and 55 planted again. In other words, sometimes you like something so well in your flower garden, you plant a double portion of it. If you plant a double portion of it, it's because you have a reason for that. Now, either it has such a form of beauty and it's so pleasing to you that you want a double portion. Or maybe it's because the sweetness of the fragrance is so precious that you just want a double portion of that fragrance. And that's what it is. What we're trying to show you is God has planted a double portion of humility in his flower garden. In other words, the reason why we found 54 and 55 in the Neginoth flower bed and the Mossfield flower bed is because of its fragrance and its importance unto the Lord.
This is the end of sermon study number R2R1.